The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shevuot, Dav Zayin. His name is being studied in the Neshmat Avram ben Esther, Eliyahu ben Allegra, Ruach Hashem Tenihemet, Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet, 11 lines from the bottom. And we go back to a case that we discussed in the beginning of our Mishnah. Et Sheyesh Ba Yidi'ah B'Tehilah. So that was talking about the case over there where Tum'at Mikdash VeKadashav. It says in the Pasuk, V'Nefesh Ki Techeta, O Nefesh, Asher Tiga B'Chol Davar Tameh. Somebody touches something that's Tameh. O B'Nevlat Hayat Tameh, or Nevelah that's Tameh, O Behemah Tameh, O Sheretz Tameh, V'Ne'alam M'Menu. And he forgot about it. And then there was a ni'anam. But it doesn't say the pasuk what he did here exactly. It just says nefesh hashit tigab bechol davar tameh. And then what? He touched tameh. It doesn't say in the pasuk that he actually walked into the Beit HaMikdash. Or it doesn't say that he went and ate kodesh in the pasuk. So the Gemara is going to try to analyze now. Where did the rabbis know from this pasuk over here? Just said nefesh hashit tigab bechol davar tameh. How do you know this guy walking into a Beit HaMikdash when he's tameh? From this pasuk, I only know he touched something. Does to me. If I was running the pasuk, I would say the case is talking about a kohen that became tameh, and that's his avon, because the kohen is not to become tameh. Or bnei Yisrael on the regel that they have to be tahor, and they touched something tameh. That was the avon. They just became tameh. How do you know it's tum'ah and then they did something else tameh, and then they went to the Beit HaMikdash tameh, and they ate kodesh? That's Gemara's first question. When I say starting about minayin, she ain't a ketuvah with the bed. Elabit tumat mikdash vekadashav. How do you know the pasuk is talking about tumat the mikdash going to the bed of mikdash tamei and or eating something that's kodesh? That's a vedino. That's sevara. Hoil vizhir va'anash la tumah. We have pesukim that she's going to bring them down for us that gave us warnings if a person would go into the bed of mikdash betumah betamei. Don't go into the bed of mikdash tamei. And it gave us punishments if you go into the bed of mikdash when you're going to tamei bemezid, you're going to be hayav keret. So since I found this scenario of Tumat Mikdash VeKadashav in the Mizid scenario, so therefore I can apply it into the Shogeg scenario, and therefore I'll say V'Hayev Korban La Tum'ah, and also we know that there's a Hayuv Korban, like in this Pasuk on the Tum'ah. Ma Kesheshizhir V'Anash La Tum'ah, Lo Hizhir V'Anash La Tum'ah Mikdash VeKadashav, Av Kesheshayev Korban La Tum'ah, Lo Hayev Ela Al Tumat Mikdash VeKadashav. Just like in the Pesukim B'Mizid. We have it's talking about a case of a guy goes into the Beit HaMikdash, but tameh bemezid chayav karet. Or a person eats kodesh, but he's tameh bemezid chayav karet. And we know by our case of Olevi Yored, which is the Korban Olevi Yored, which is parashat that I read to you, it's talking about some type of tumah. So must be that's the shogeg version of what the mezid already talked about in the Torah. Since it's referred to the mezid already, so this must be talking about the shogeg version of that. And what's the shogeg version of that? A guy by mistake, or unwittingly, went into the Beit HaMikdash, but he was tameh, he forgot about it, or he ate kodesh. How do you know the Torah warned us and punishes us on a mezid of that scenario? That she says, first wide line. V'ezir v'anash l'zadon tum'ah, v'hayavim nameh korban al shigat tum'ah. Ma matzinu k'shezir v'anash karet? Al zadon tum'ah, v'tumat mekdash v'kadashah, v'ezir v'anash, how do you know there was a warning and a punishment? Second wide line. Lo yitame'u et mekdashi. Clearly it says, don't make my mekdash tameh. Arez azarat mekdash. It's a warning against going to mekdash v'tameh. The kadashim lo yochal ad shi'ita. Torah says, don't eat kadashim. That's the warning. Arez azarat kodesh. Ki et mekdash Hashem tameh v'nechrat. That's the punishment. And if you go in when you're going to be tameh, nechrat, get karet. Hare onish mekdash. V'hanefet she'tochal besar mizbach shelamim. Hare onish kodesh. So then we have the onish, we have the azarat for mekdash v'kadashav. We have the onish for mekdash v'kadashav. So just like we have an azara for mekdash v'kadashav, so to this pasuk that mentions tumah must be referred to the mezid. That's how you know it from the mezid. Ma matzino b'mezid. So therefore, you got every case has a mezid and a shogeg. Where's the shogeg of this case? Here's the shogeg of this case. So when it says ki yigam bechol tameh means ki yigam bechol tameh, and he walked into the Beit HaMikdash. But doesn't say that in the pasuk. We deduce it from the mezid side. So comes Gemara and says, Tema teruma. That's right. Maybe I'll tell you that this pasuk over here by Olevi Yored, but the Kuman Olevi Yored is talking about where he got tameh and he ate teruma. Who told you he ate kodesh and walked to the Beit HaMikdash? Maybe somehow we ate teruma. How do I know that? She is here ve'anash. Because I also have pesukim that warned me, don't eat teruma betuma. And if you eat teruma betuma, you're going to be chayav mita b'deshamay. Oh, so I'll say, just like I have a warning for this teruma business, so this is talking about the shugeg side of that. Who told you it's talking about mikdash v'kadashav? Maybe it's talking about eating teruma. So when it says, lo ashkehan avon mita dechayav aleha korban, we never found from the Torah that if you chayav mita b'deshamayim, that on the shogeg side you bring a korban. The only time you find when you chayav a korban with shogeg is if b'mezid you chayav karet. Karet is not considered mitah b'deshamayim. Karet is called karet. So therefore, you want to tell me it's talking about teruma? We never found a case where you chayav mitah b'deshamayim b'mezid and korban b'shogeg. So it can't be teruma. It's got to be a karet and a hatat. Oh, so we found karet by way of tumat mikdash the kadashav. So that's why it must be the shogeg side of it also is talking about tumat mikdash v'kadashav. It's not talking about teruma, because teruma is not karet. And we, unless you get karet on the mezid, you don't get hatat on the shogeg. So the Gemara says, wait. Hema ani mili korban kabua. Aval ole v'yored niter. Maybe I'll tell you that which we say, that you don't bring a korban unless it's karet. I'll tell you, that means a hatat kibu'ah. Meaning there's a regular korban hatat, there's a korban olevi yored. The hatat kibu'ah means a regular hatat, one price for everybody. The Gemara says like this, maybe that which you said, that only when you hayav karet, you bring a korban hatat, that's talking about a hatat kibu'ah. That's a standardized hatat. But maybe there's another type of korban hatat, it's called olevi yored. Maybe Olev Yored has a different guideline, because Olev Yored already fluctuates. A guy's a rich guy, pays one level. A guy's a poor guy, pays a different level. Maybe that which you said, the rule of karet, that brings a hatat, that's a hatat kibwa. But maybe I could say that teruma brings Olev Yored. Aye, but teruma is not karet. You're right, it cannot bring a hatat kibwa, but maybe it can bring Olev Yored. And if I say the pasuk of Olev Yored is talking about, the guy that became tamei and ate teruma. Do you have an example of a non-karet that brings an olev yored? You do, the Gemara says. Midi da'avi ashmi'at kol v'abitu sifatayim. Which means we have two scenarios in the Torah, in the olev yored parasha. One is called shmi'at kol and one is called v'abitu sifatayim. One is called shivu'at ha'edut. What does that mean? It's talking about in the Torah over here. It says, v'nefesh ki techata v'shami'a kol ala v'u'ed o ra'a o yadayim lo yigid v'rasa avodo. Which means, if let's say the Baal Din went to two Edim and said, you have to come to Beit Din and testify for me. Testimony. And they come along and say, we swear we don't know anything. Even though they did know testimony. So the law is, they have to bring a Qurban Olevi Yored. Or a Shivat Bitu Sifatayim. That's the Shivat we've been talking about till now. Ola Ara Ola Hetiv. I swear I'm going to eat something. I swear I'm not going to eat something. And then he was lying. He didn't fulfill the Shivat Olevi Yored. Now on both those items, Shivat Ta'idit and Bitu Sifatayim, there is no Karet. And still you bring a Qurban Olevi Yored. The Yored. So you see that what? The Olev Yored has living guidelines. So if I'll tell you really the Pasuk by Olev Yored, our Pasuk is talking about Teruma. Don't ask me, you're not Hayav Karet, I guess you bring a Korban. You can't bring a Korban Ola, a regular one, Hatat. But maybe you can bring a Olev Yored. And therefore, how do you know? Back to the question, how do you know that Pasuk over there is referring to Tumat Mikdash, the Kadashah, maybe it's talking about becoming Tamen eating Teruma? So the one says, Amar Kera. Amar kera ba lemi'ute teruma. Okay, the pasuk says in our parasha lechol tumato asher yitma ba. From the word ba is an exclusionary terminology. Only in this case, the exclusion of another case, so teruma is out. Ba excluding teruma. So the Gemara, I understand what you're talking about. Maybe ba is coming to exclude mikdash. How do you know ba is coming to exclude teruma? Ma ba lemi'ute mikdash. The law says that the korban olev yored. Maybe it's coming to say that olev yored is not enough for tumat mikdash. Ad the mighty korban kavua. Maybe you have to bring a korban kavua, meaning olev yored is a weaker type of korban in the sense because it changes, it goes up and down. Maybe the pasuk is saying, ba to exclusion of a tumat mikdash, we have to bring a more serious korban, hatat kavua. And maybe our pasuk of olev yored is talking indeed about teruma. So again, we haven't proven yet. How do you know the pasuk is talking about tumat mikdash v'kadashav? Do you understand what tumat mikdash v'kadashav means? Tumat mikdash means you became tamei, you went in the mikdash. V'kadashav is you became tamei, you ate kodesh. That's what we mean tumat mikdash v'kadashav. But the pasuk doesn't say tumat mikdash. It just says ki the pasuk says the Lashon of the Pasuk. Nefesh asher tiga bechol davar tameh. That's all it says. Doesn't say ki yiga bechol davar tameh vehalach lebet hamikdash. Ki yiga bechol davar tameh veachal kodesh. So how do you know it's talking about tumat mikdash vekadashav? Kevurah says kari rava al hed rabbi. So Rava referred to the Ben Hakadosh and he said, dole ma'ayim eborot amukim. This rabbi is drawing water from very deep wells, which means he came up with a pshat and he's able to reveal all the secrets of the Torah. Because he found a source. How do you know the pasuk is talking about Tumat Mikdash? Or Tumat Kodesh, Rekadashah? What did he say? Tanya Rabbi Omer, Ekra ani haya, behema lama ne'emra. Let's get words first. Let the pasuk only say haya. Why does it have to say behema? Ne'emar kan behema teme'a. V'ne'emar lehalan behema teme'a. It says behema teme'a in two places. One by us and one in a different place. Ma'alalan tumat kodesh, afkan tumat kodesh. So it looks like over here we're talking about tumat kodesh, here we're talking about tumat kodesh, which means Rabbi learned from a gezerah shavah behemat teme'a that our pasuk of Odev Yoreh is talking about tumat kodesh. What is the gezerah shavah? Rashi. Ikra ani hayat, the korban Odev Yoreh, our pasuk, ketiv, o benivlat hayat teme'a. If a person touches hayat, nivlat hayat teme'a, what does that mean? You have a hayat that is a nevela. What's the law of the haya that becomes a nevela? You're not allowed to eat it. It has tuma, and the person becomes tame if he eats it. So therefore, haya that becomes a nevela, and he eats it. So the Torah suggests to me a korban ole v'yored. Now it says o benevlat behemat tameh. It says both parts. It says either hayat tameh or behemat tameh. Now let me give you a rule. You don't have to say hayan behemah, by the way. All you have to say is haya. Haya includes behema. How do I know that? When you look at Parashat Shemini, when it's discussing me the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, it says zot haya asher ne'echelet. This is the haya that you're allowed to eat, and then it goes on giving me a list of the behemot. So you see what that haya includes everything. So why would the Torah by the Odev Yored pasuk have to say the extra terminology behema? Or you're eating a nivlat behema temea? It must be for a dirasha. Right, ודאי אם הייתי קונה בנבלת חיה תמאה שנכתב ראשון, ולא היה צריך לחזור ולכתוב בהמה. שערי בהמה, בכלל חיה שנאמה זאת החיה אשר תאכלו, וסמיך כל בהמה מפרשת פרסה. ונאמר להלן, באוכל קדשים בתומעת הגוף. Where does it say it in another place? באוכל קדשים בתומעת הגוף. As a person that's eating קודש, when he's תמא, בסבת אהרון, where does it say? נפש כי תיגע בכל תמא. A guy touches something that's tameh, betumat adam or bebehemat tameah, ve'achar mibasar zebach shel anin. Okay, that pasuk says he touched the behemat tameah, nivlat behemat tameah, he becomes tameh obviously, and then he goes and eats kadashim. Oh, so what do we find over here now? We have a pasuk of behemat tameah that's talking about eating basar kodesh. It's cut and soft. We have a pasuk over here that says behemat tameah doesn't tell me anything in this pasuk. I said, just like the pasuk over there, behemat was talking about a guy who became to man ate kodesh. So too, this pasuk over here, but all the viurim is talking about the shogeg. He became tameh, and he ate kodesh. Oh, so I've proven half of my theory that I'm trying to prove today. I'm trying to prove that the pasuk is talking about mikdash v'kadashav. I've proven kadashav. I've proven that this pasuk over here, from the word behemat temeat, or gezerah shavah, to eating shlamim, korban, when you're tameh, just like over there, it's about eating korban, here it's also to make korban, and here it's about shogeg, you bring a korban, you bring a olev yored. So again, if somebody asks you, how do you know this, and this is going to stay, by the way, till the end, how do you know that tumat kod, that the pasuk in Vayikra, by the olev yored, is talking about tumat kadashav, tumat kodesh, gezerah shavah, behemat temeah, behemat temeah. But we didn't prove tumat mikdash. You only prove to have the story. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan tumat kodesh. Good. You proved to me tumat kodesh. No problem. Tumat mikdash minalan. But how do you know the pasuk is also referring to tumat mikdash? Again, get the pasuk clear. The pasuk just says ki yiga bechol tameh. Doesn't say anything that you walked into the Beit HaMikdash. How do you know the pasuk was talking about that? Amar kera bechol kodesh lo tiga vela mikdash lo tabo. We have a pasuk by Yoledet. That's a girl that lady gives birth. What does it say by her? It says two things. Bechol kodesh lo tiga. She's not allowed to touch kodesh. She's teme'ah. And not only that, she can't touch kodesh. Vela mikdash lo tabo. She's not allowed to go into the Bet HaMikdash. What do you see from this pasuk? The Torah compares Kodesh and going into Bet HaMikdash. They go together. It kish mikdash le kodesh. Period. Oh, so once you see from that pasuk that the Torah, it's a pair. They go together. So similarly over here, once I prove to you from Rabbi that the pasuk by Olevi Yored is talking about Kodesh, and we know that there's a pair, Kodesh and Mikdash go together from this pasuk over here, so if I know it's going from through association, I know it's going to the Mikdash as well. Wait, already this is your source pasuk, then it should include Teruma. That what? That pasuk of Olevi Yored should include that what? If a person came to me and ate Teruma, he goes from Olevi Yored. Why? Damar mor, Bechol Kodesh lo tigar, lerabot et Teruma. And that pasuk of Yoledet, when it says Bechol Kodesh lo tigar, means not only tigar, she cannot eat. Eat what? Teruma. Oh, so what you're telling me, that's Teruma. Kodesh over there is Teruma. So therefore we have to apply it, that the Kodesh by Olevi Yored is Teruma. And then I'll say that even Teruma, if a person eats a Betuma, Bishogeg, Sayam Olevi Yored. Only one problem, the Gemara says. Hami et rahmana ba. Already I told you on the top line, we have ba. Ba comes along and tells me, ba de mi'ute Teruma. So you want to, now we have a problem. You want to include it from the case of Yored, but we excluded it already from the word ba that's written by Olevi Yored. So make up your mind, are we going to include it or are we going to exclude it? Gemara says, Ema ba le mi'ute mikdash. Oh, I'll tell you what the ba. I'll go the other way. Maybe ba is coming to exclude tumat mikdash, and really I'll tell you the pasuk mainly is referring to teruma. Tumah we said now. No, we said the pasuk is referring to tumat mikdash, and we excluded teruma. Who told you? I'll go the other way. Maybe I'll tell you, exclude tumat mikdash, and include teruma, which means you have two pasukim you can learn from. I can learn ba is an exclusionary term, and then the other pasuk that compares kodesh to mikdash is an inclusionary term. So I can tell you like this. Maybe when the pasuk said ba by Olevi Yored, ba you bring your korban Olevi Yored, but not by mikdash. And I'll tell you from the pasuk of kodesh lo tega, it's coming to teach me the din of teruma, that if a person eats teruma, bishogeg, chayav korban olevi yored. Who told you that the ba is coming to exclude teruma and include mikdash? I'll tell you the opposite. Maybe it's excluding mikdash and including teruma. But it says, "Mistabram mikdash lo mema'atinan shekin bekaret kemota." Now listen, if I have a choice to exclude something, I'm going to exclude the item that's a non-karet item. Because what? Teruma doesn't have karet. Teruma is mitabide shamayim. So therefore, I'll say, just like if a person eats korban, what's the punishment? Bemezid, let's say. If he eats korban betuma, what's his punishment? Karet. So I'll say the same thing, what? Which the Torah says also. If a person goes to the mikdash betuma bemezid, it's karet. Oh, so since I see these are two karet items, it's mistabed that these two items are Torah's mehayev karet, Torah's mehayev korban if you do b'shogeg. I'm going to compare the similar items. But teruma, I'm not going to include. Because teruma, you don't have karet on it. So therefore, I exclude teruma from ba, and I include mikdash and kadashav. So Yabara says, adrabah. What do you mean? You're looking for comparisons? I'll go the other way. Teruma, lo mema'atina chicken achila kemuta. Maybe I'll say that the pasuk is comparing things that are eaten. Teruma is eaten, and korbanot are eaten. And then I'll say, the pasuk that's teaching me you bring a korban olevi yored, if you eat something, mituma, b'shogeg. Eat teruma or eat korban. Going to the mikdash and do it eating. So therefore, if you look at to compare, so then I'll compare eatings. Who says to compare karets? So the Gemara says, you know something? You're right. We have not successfully proven anything yet, and therefore we have to go back to the drawing board. How do you know that the pasuk by korban olev yored is talking about tumat mikdash bekadashav? Let's review what we tried to do. We tried to bring from Rabbi. Rabbi is good. Rabbi brought us a derasha, behemat teme'a, behemat teme'a, gives a derasha ma, so I know by Olevi Yored, it's talking about where a person ate korban, betum'a, b'shogeg. Very good. So the Gemara said, yeah, very, I don't teach you Kodesh, but how do you know Mikdash? So we tried to learn Mikdash from somewhere else, but once you went somewhere else, you got locked into Teruma over there, you got stuck, you had a problem with Teruma. So therefore, at this point, basically, you only know Kodesh. We still don't know Mikdash. The B's derasha stands, behemat teme'a, behemat teme'a, Kodesh, Kodesh. But we need to finish the Derash. The Derash needs to be learned Mikdash, Kodesh, Vekadasha, Kodesh, Vekadash. So how do you know Mikdash? Really, Gemara doesn't answer that yet. So Gemara starts a new derech. Ela amarava. Teruma is out. We don't know if it's out.
We don't know how many to include both.
Because we have a ba. Ba has to exclude something.
Something else.
We have nothing else to exclude. We want to exclude. At this point, we don't know why we're excluding Teruma. Think about what I'm saying. For the same money you're excluding Teruma, maybe include Teruma and exclude Mikdash. So you're right. This style gets you into a wall. So they got to start again. Amarava shalosh keritut bishlamim. Lama. Okay, it says three times in the Torah that if you eat a korban shlamim betuma, that the person is going to get kareh. Shalosh keritut bishlamim. Lama. What do you got to repeat it three times for? So the Gemara says, Ehat lichlal, Ehat lifrat, Ehat letuma'a, ketuba betorah setam. Oh. ואינו יודע מהי, אבי אומר, טומאת קודש. ואם אינו עניין לטומאת קודש, תנף קדם את רבי, תנאו עניין לטומאת מקדש. לא יוסף תרמזי דרשא. מה זה אומר כך? It says three times in the Torah, don't eat קורבן שלמים בטומאה. If you eat קורבן שלמים בטומאה, you חייב קרת. Three times, really three times. So the Gemara says, the first time, it doesn't say the word שלמים, it says קדשים. Klal, generality. Okay. The second time it actually says shlamim. So that's a prat. But you didn't have to say the prat because you told me already kadashim. Oh, so we have now a klal prat, but it's really not a klal prat. It's a derasha that works like this. Kodavar sheya b'klal. The yatsa min haklal lelamed, lo lelamed al atzmo yatsa, ele lelamed al klal kulo yatsa. What that means, have a klal. Don't eat kadashim betumah. If you eat kadashim betumah, you're going to be hayav karet. Then it says, don't eat shilamim betumah, because if you eat shilamim betumah, you're going to be hayav karet. Hey, that was in the klal. Kodavah shiyah beklal. V'yatsa min haklal. It left the klal now. Lo lelamed al atzmo. It's not coming just to talk about shilamim. Ele lelamed al klal kulo. This prat is coming to shed light on the entire klal. And to teach me what? To teach me. Whatever shilamim properties are, and we say if you eat it bituma, you're going to be hayav karet, so too these kadashim that we're talking about have to have the properties of a shilamim. What's the property of a shilamim? It goes on the mizbayah. As opposed to, let's say, kochem bet kabayit. Kochem bet kabayit is like an animal that you donate to the Beit HaMikdash as a donation, not for a korban. So if a person eats kochem bet kabayit bituma, you're not going to get karet. Only items like shilamim that go on the mizbeah. Those are the type of kadashim. If I would just have the first pasuk kadashim, anything that's kodesh, kochem mizbeah, kochem bet kabayit, any time. Don't say mizbeah on that pasuk, but then it says shilamim. Ah, so kol avas sheya b'klal. Why was it yotzei min haklal? Lo lelamed al atzmo yatsa. Ela to shed light on the entire klal to tell me what type of items if I eat bituma will be hayav karet. Items that are like shilamim, meaning things that go on the mizbeah. Kochem bet kabayit don't go on the mizbeah. That's a regular donation. You take it, and you redeem it, and you give the money to the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, so now I know why you have two out of the three. The one of them is for klal, one of them is for prat. But it's not. Don't get fooled. It's not a klal prat. It's kol davar sheya b'klal v'yatsa. Good. Now the Gemara asks, what's the third one for? What could be the third one? Says the third time. Don't eat korban shlamim betuma. Oh, so inu anyan for karet, because I know already you're getting a chayyan this time. Tenau the anyan, put it to a case of shugig. Oh, back to my Olivia Urit Pasuk. Ah, so it's coming to tell me what it says. Ki yiga bechol tameh. It says tameh over there. Ah, must be talking about when he ate a korban shilamim betumah. And the Torah saying he did it b'shugig. And we hayav a korban Olivia Urit. So the extra, amazing. We're not finished. The extra Pasuk by Mezid, which is superfluous, apply that to the case of shugig to teach me when it says Olivia Urit. The guy eats the korban. He eats it b'shugig. He's going to be hayav. Now wait. I don't need that. Because the Rabbi already proved to me that it's talking about eating Kodesh. Ah, so Imenu Inyan de Kodesh, Tenau Inyan Mikdash. So look how far this Dirasha goes. If somebody would ask you according to this Dirasha, how do I know Tum'at Mikdash Meshogeg Hayav Korban Olev Yored? You know what my answer would be? I know it from the Pasuk of eating a Korban Shenamim Bemezi that Yahayav Karet. Whoa. Eating the third one, eating korban shelamim b'mezid hayav karet teaches me that if I go into the Beit HaMikdash b'tum'ah b'shogeg, I'm hayav korban olev yored. How did you jump from karet in the shelamim to a shogeg and a mikdash. Tell you how. Pasuk is extra. Oh, so pasuk is extra, so it's not teaching me hadush and shogeg and mezid. Must be teaching me hadush and shogeg. But I don't need the hadush and shogeg. Because to at Kodesh, I know already from the beast that Hashem be'matim. So in eno inyan le tumat Kodesh, to now the inyan something else, inyan be'etam be'ash going be'tumah. That's the way the Gemara is saying from this drasha over here. Now, it's kedai. We have to read this rashi, big rashi over here. But I spoke it out already, so the chavra should go good. Start right there. Shalosh kiritot b'shlamim. Go before that. Shalosh kiritot b'shlamim. Be'uchlan b'tumah. Achad be'emor l'kohanim. One in parashat emor. Kol ish asher nikra mekol zarachem l'kodashim. Okay, that pasuk says kodashim. That's general. V'amrin b'zvachim. Da'a yikrav achilahu. Even though it says yakriv, it's referring to eating. You can eat it b'tumah. U'mahu yikrav b'ra'u l'akraba. She'ugdash b'kli. It's ra'u yitikon b'zvayah. You put the kedushah, you put the blood in the keli. Ushtai, the second one, Besavet Aaron. Ve'anefesh asher tocham bezebach shelamim. Clearly, it says a person is tameh and he eats of zebach shelamim. Usmich le ve'anefesh kitiga bechol tameh. Another pasuk. Ve'anefesh that touches kol tameh and he eats kol tameh. Ubetarvayu ketiv v'nechneta. So I have three pesukim that talk about eating a korban v'tumah. Echad l'chlal. One, first one is a klal. Ha'hi de'ela kodashim. Because kodashim is sheklal. Sheklal takol. Ve'ahat min ha'shtayim. And the second one, let's say, is l'frat. U'midazu nedreshe beturat kohanim. Beturat ha'sefer. Dabar sheya b'chlal. Ve'yatsa min ha'klal l'lamed. V'chule. No, l'lamed, אז הוא יצא. ל'lamed ha'klal כולו יצא. כיצד? והנפש שנוכל בבסזבה של המים. That's the second pasuk. And the nefesh eats shelamim. What do you need a pasuk for? The halo shelamim bechlal kol hakodashim ayu. It was included in the first pasuk that said kodashim. Ve'lama yatsu? Why did it go out? Le'akish aleh ma shelamim yuhadim. Just that shelamim is unique. That what? Kodesh mizbeach. That it's a korban that goes on the mizbeach. And what? And if you eat it b'tumah, you're going to be hayav karet. Av kol kodesh mizbeach. So anything that goes on the mizbeach, if you eat it b'tumah, you're going to be hayav karet. Yatsu. Period. Now Rashi's going to ask two questions. These are side questions now. These are just side questions, but get them. Wait. We have another one of the ways we do Resh the Torah. The klal prat. How does the klal prat work? Different derash. I have a generality, then I have a specific. So the rule is, and bechlal ela mashe beprat, that the klal is only including what the prat is. The prat minimizes everything except itself. So there it's a klal prat also. I have kadashim is a klal. The next pasuk is shelamim is a prat. So why are you being doreshit in a davar shiya bechlal? We had some in a klal lamed. Maybe just a simple klal prat. And therefore, I'd say the only item that you eat b'tumah is not all kadashim, only shelamim, and nothing else. So how did the Gemara know? How did the Gemara know not to be doreshit in a klal prat? Maybe it is a klal prat. So that she says, "Mishum demru hakim ze baze v'shnei anyanim." That rule, because it's far away from each other. Far away from each other. Klal prat, you only learn when the same pasuk, the klal, and then the prat comes. But I can't have a klal on one parashat emor, and then a prat in parashat sav somewhere else. You can't learn klal prat. A rule, klal prat only works when they're close. So right away from the distance, we know we're not working with klal prats. V'chim mefras b'menachot, perikul menachot ba'ot matzah. De'echad de'parat menuhak min haklal, where the prat is far away from the klal, nidon b'midah zu l'lamed l'klal. That's a very good rule. Which means, now you know when you're supposed to employ the klal prat, or when you're supposed to employ the kol namashiyah b'chlal. When they're close to each other, it's a klal prat. When they're far from each other, you do the kol davar shiya bechlal. There's another question. Avim Tomar, ma ben zu l'midat klal uprat uklal she'ata dan ke'en haprat. Okay. Now, we have another one of the 13 ways to learn the Torah. It's called a klal prat klal. Now you have to assume that all the 13 derashot are different, give you different results. There's a klal prat klal. It includes things, not only the prat, but things that are similar to the prat. So it's klal prat klal is more inclusive. What's the difference between a klal prat klal And if Kodav Ashi have a klav, yatsa lamed, lama lo tzwa yatsa, lama lo klak lo yatsa. And here also, you're adding more things. Not only shenamim, but things that are similar to shenamim. That's like a klav prak klav, by the way. Klav prak klav says what? You have a klav, then a prat, then a klav. I say, oh, not only the prat is included, it's just similar to the prat. Isn't that what's happening over here? I have a klav, and I have a prat. I said, oh, Kodav Ashi have a klav, yatsa, not only to teach me on shenamim, but things that are similar to shenamim. So isn't that the same result as a klav, prat, klav? What's the difference in mechanics in these two types of derashot? So Rashi says, "Vim tomar, ma beitzu v'lez klav prat klav shatad darken aprat harbe yesh shemidat ki en aprat ba'al deusif al aprat bechlal acharon devarim achirim she'en ketuvim bo v'zu ba'al glot al aprat v'lo leusif alav v'devarim rabim nemedim b'midah zu she'en abayim b'midat ki en aprat." Which means like this. This is a different item. When you have a klav prat klav, the prat is one specific case, right? Then I have a klav following it. So I say, not only the prat, but things that are similar. I start tacking on new items. Items that are not written in the pasuk at all. Here, I'm not adding new items in a davar alamed. I'm clarifying what the items that were written are. That when it said kadashim, the kadashim follow the rule of shenamim. By an ena prat, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example of a davar alamed ben yano, another one, so you can understand. Torah says, lo taaseh kol melacha. Shabbat, don't do any melacha. Then it says, lo tevaru ish. Don't make a fire. What are you going to tell me? You just told me don't do any melacha. So that's a classic case of davar sheya bichlal. V'yatsa, and by the way, it's not next to each other. So it's not a klal prat. So say, the kol davar sheya bichlal. V'yatsa min haklal lamed. Lo lelamed al atzmo yatsa. Ela lelamed al klal kulo yatsa. That's teaching me. That just like lo tevaru ish is an individual melacha. And if you do it, you're going to be hayave korban. So each one of the 39 melachot that we know already, if you do it b'shur, you're going to be hayav a separate korban for each one. It's not coming to add another melacha. If it was a ke'ena prat, oh, not only havara, but three more items. That's ke'ena prat, adding new items. This is not adding, it's defining the gedir of what we're talking about. Similarly over here, it says kodashim. Okay, I don't know what type of kodashim we're talking about. Kodashim could mean Kodashim Mizbeah, Kodashim Betagabai, Shilamim. That Kodashim that you mentioned over there is referring to items that are similar to Shilamim. That's coming to define a terminology. Ke'ena Prat is different. Klal Prat, Klal Ke'ena Prat. Oh, Ma Prat that has these qualities, Afani Arbe. So I'll add this item, that item, that item, adding new items into the mixture. You're not explaining the Klal, you're expanding the klal. You're defining the klal. That's the difference between a klal prat klal. That's ke'ena prat, which is merbe devarim, and this is just being migale, explaining devarim. That's what she says. Yes? Oops, we have successfully proven our story. We proved tum'at mikdash from the third pasuk of Yisrael. The Gemara says, now I want to read this inside again. Let's read this inside again. Ela amar Rava, shalosh kiritut bishlamim nama. אחד לכלל, ואחד לפרט, ואחד לטומאה, הכתובה בתורה סתם. And the third one is, whenever you see the word טומאה in the Torah, by עולה ויורה, it's referring to eating קורבנות בטומאה. ואיני יודע מה היא, what is it? אבי אומר, טומאת קודש, means to eating קודש. ואם אינו העניין לטומאת קודש, כנראה from the נפקא למדרבי, from the בהמה טמאה בהמה טמאה, תנאו העניין לטומאת מקדש. Gemara says, everything is very nice. You want to learn from the third pasuk. Problem is, the third pasuk is used already for something else. Same story. Shalosh kiritot b'shlamim lama. Why do you have this three pasukim by shlamim? Achad l'klal. Ve'achad l'frat. Ve'achad l'dvarim she'enam ne'echalim. Oh, new item. It's coming to include items that are not edible.
No.
That if a person eats these items, bitumah, it's going to be hayav karet. What's a non-edible item? Look at the sheet. Kegon etzim shel ma'aracha. A guy ate the wood. The wood of the mizbeah. Ulbona, he ate the frankincense. Uktoret, imachalam bitumah hayav. Okay. Because I don't need this pasuk for shilamim. I have two pasukim on shilamim. That's edibles. The third pasuk is, even if you eat the non-edible items that are kodesh, it's going to be hayab. So you don't have the flexibility to use this pasuk to teach me something by korban olev yored. You need it for another derash. Oh, so the Gemara says, Ul Rabbi Shimon de Amar, devarim she'enam ne'echadim en hayvim alam karet. Oh, but according b'shum tum'ah, so then, according to Mishimon, they said, no. Non-edibles are not hayav karet. So what does he do with the third pasuk? La'atuye hatat ha-pinimit. It's coming to include, if a person eats hatat pinimit mitumah. What is hatat pinimit? It's a korban hatat, that its blood is sprinkled inside the kodesh. Not on the, there's two mizbeach. There's mizbeach hitzonit, and mizbeach pinimit. The hatat pinimit is a type of korban that its blood was sprinkled on the inside. For some reason, you would have thought that if you eat a bitumah, you're not hayav karet. Kamash malan, the third pasuk by Shlamim, to teach me, even if you ate the hatat penimit, tumah, you're hayav karet. Why would I think hatat penimit is different than any other korban? The Bible says, Salka da dachamina, hu id va amar bishimon, kol she'eno kareva mezbe hachison, kishlamim en hayavim alem mishum pigul. Remember, what's the law of pigul? Pigul is if the kohen was bringing the korban. Right, and at the time that he's bringing the korban, his kavanah was he's going to eat the korban past its time. You only get 2 days and one night. He's going, I'm eating it next week. The guy was thinking about that. Makes the korban pigul pasul. So Rabbi Shimon has a rule. Pigul only applies to korbanot that are brought on the outside. So I would have thought, just like pigul only applies on the outside, maybe the law of eating a bitumah also only applies to the outside as well. Mishum tumanami lo kamash malan debechayev. That's why we need a third pasuk to come in. Because once already I see that stuff that's on the inside is not subject to laws. It's not subject to pigul. So I don't know, maybe I'll say it's not subject to pigul. Maybe it's not subject to the karet if you ate a bitumah. Inside has a different gedder. Kamash malan the pasuk? No. Even though it's not subject to pigul, it is subject to the law of tumah. But so therefore, according to this over here, we're stuck. Because we do not have now a derasha available to come and teach me on every yored. That if you did it b'shogeg, it would be hayah. So we're back to the drawing board. Ela Amri Nehardaye. The rabbis of Nehardaye came along and said, Meshemeh derava Shalosh tumot b'shlamim. Oh, now that is a different way of saying it. Till now we said Shalosh kinitut b'shlamim. It says karet 3 times by shlamim. Karet. Now the Gemara has a little different language. I'm not asking on the 3 karet. 3 karet, you told me why I said 3 karets already. I accept the 3 karets. One for klal, one for prat, one for hatat penimit, one for this one, one for eating wood. Okay, good. The karet, we were covered. Why does it have to say the word tum'ah 3 times? So the Gemara says, ahat, the klal, same dirash. One of them is for the klal. Tum'ah, that if you ate it, the tum'ah, that's the generality. V'had, the frat, v'had, the tum'ah, ketubah, b'torah, setam. Oh, the third tum'ah word is back to olev yored. V'eni yodei amai. And what is it talking about? Havi yomet tum'at kodesh. V'eni anyan tum'at kodesh. I don't need it for tum'at kodesh because I learned that from Rabbi already. Because Rabbi gave me be'emat teme'ah, be'emat teme'ah. Nafka demed Rabbi, demed Rabbi. Kama, enahu, ne'enyan tum'at mikdash. So basically it was the same exact thing again. But instead of learning it from the extra karets that were written, learn it from the extra tum'ahs that were written in each one. So the Gemara is going to say, the tum'ahs are really not extra. The tum'ahs and the karets, they're working, it's the same, they work in tandem. How? The Gemara says like this. The tum'ah word you need also in each one. Aydi de ba'ile mechtav karet echt Rabbi Abu, katav nami teme'ot, telo sagila belav hakeh. Which means, according to Rabbi Abu, the 3 karets you needed. You need 1 karet for the klal. That's going to tell me the case. Karet b'tumah. If I don't know tumah, then I don't know what you're talking about. What'd you do? Okay, second pasuk is for the prat. Again, karet b'tumah. Good. The third one is for Rabbi Abu. To teach me what? If you ate the wood. If you ate the wood, you're going to be hayav karet. Also, say, well, that tumah is extra. It's not extra. Once already, you tell me there's a karet on something, you got to tell me on what? The karet is on the tumah, which is the tumot words are needed for the to define what the case of karet is. So therefore, you don't have any extra words in here. They tried to go a different route. They tried to, don't focus on the karet. Put tumah. What do you need the extra word tumah for? I need Tumah to teach me Rabbi Abu's din. That if I ate the wood betumah, I have kareh. So therefore, that doesn't help me. So we're back to the question. If somebody would ask you, how do you know by Korban Olev Yoreh, that's the case of Shugeg, Tumat Mikdash, I don't know yet. Tumat Kodesh, I know. Let's review that. The bees and the derasha. It says by a pasuk bebezid. If a guy touches behema teme'a, and then he eats korban, when he eats behema teme'a, nivlat behema teme'a, you become tameh. And then it says, if you ate kodashim, yahayav. Oh, so that says behema teme'a. And it says by us, by the Odevi Ored case, behema teme'a. Behema teme'a is extra. Once you mention the word hayah, hayah includes behema. There's no difference between hayah and behema. Hayah includes everything. Also, behema teme'a is going to teach me, just like the behema teme'a, not pasuk, that's when you ate kodesh, so to the behema teme'a that's written by Odevi Ored, must be told when you ate kodesh. Very good. So now I know kodesh, bishogeg, hayah, korban, Odevi Ored. Mikdash, where do I know Mikdash from? Ela Amarava Atya Tumato Tumato. Okay, we have Gezerah Shava. Tumato Tumato. Ketiva Acha, it says by Olev Yored, Lechol Tumato. Ketiv Atam, and it says over there by Para Aduma. Okay, now we want Para Aduma. Tame Yeh, Od Tumato Bo. Guys, Tabe, Od Tumato Bo. And what does it say by Para Aduma? Since he's Tameh, can I go to the Beit HaMikdash? Oh, very good. So I see the word Tum'ah by Para Aduma, and I know that's talking about a guy who's Tameh, who cannot go to the Beit HaMikdash. And I see the word Tum'ah written by Odev Yored. So I'll say, looks like the Pasuk Para Aduma is a Beit HaMikdash item. So to Para Aduma, so to Odev Yored is a Beit HaMikdash item. Tum'ah, Tum'ah, me Para Aduma. Good. Ma la'alan Tum'ah HaMikdash. Just like over here, talking about Tum'ah HaMikdash, like we're going to see. That's what the pasuk says, by the way. Okay, Afkan Tumat Mikdash. Oh, so now wait. So now you're telling me Mikdash is included. So now I know Mikdash. I know Kodesh. So what is the word Ba coming to exclude? Because Ba is an exclusionary terminology. Gemara says Ve'ela Ba Lamali. What is it coming to now? What do we say above? It's referring to what? Teruma. But now already, we have no reason to include Terumah. Above, we were looking for Kodesh. So we said, Kodesh. Pasuk's referring to Shelamim. If you eat Korban, not Shelamim, Korbanot, I mean. If you eat Korbanot betumah, you're going to be Hayav. Who told you it means eating Korbanot? Maybe it means eating Terumah. Because Terumah is also Kodesh. No, Ba. Now we're going a different way. Now we're saying, you know, I know Kodesh. I know Kodesh from Behemat Teme'ah, Behemat Teme'ah. Just like Behemat Teme'ah, Pesuk Tumat Korbanot. What's not Tumat Terumah over there? So this is Tumat over Korbanot. And I don't know Mikdash from Para Aduma. So then why would I even have a Havamina of Terumah? Terumah is not Kodesh of this caliber that we're talking about. Which is before we were saying, how do you know Kodesh? How do you know Kodesh is... So originally we gave it the Rasha. Oh yeah, we know Kodesh from logic. Oh, Kodesh from logic. So I'll say Terumah also from logic. Maybe Terumah is a suit to eat Bishogeg, and you bring Korban Olev Yored. Nah, don't bring Terumah. Why can't you bring Terumah? Ba. Ba excludes. Okay, then I needed the Ba to exclude Terumah. But now, we went straight. Be'emat Tema, Be'emat Tema. The Pasuk Be'emat Tema is talking about a guy who ate Korbanot Betumah. Also, it says Be'matimah. Here it says Be'matimah by Olev Yored. It's also about a guy who ate Korbanot Betumah. So, oh, maybe it's Terumah. Maybe it's Terumah. That's not about Terumah. So, you don't need Ba to exclude something that I would never have Amina to include. So, back to the question now. What is Ba coming to exclude? Yeah? Ela Ba Lamani. Okay. Little bot. The rabot, the blood of Tahor. Amazing. It's coming to include. Now, don't ask me how a ba, which is exclusionary terminology, can become inclusionary. The Gemara will deal with that. Ba usually says this, and not that. Now we're saying this and that. Okay, that's the problem. But the Gemara will solve that in a second. It's coming to tell you, Hadisha, the blood of Tahor. Okay, what's the case of the blood of Tahor? A Okay, look at the Rashi, third line. You know, what's Hoftah? What a kosher bird. What happened to the kosher bird? It died. So that Nevelah. What's the law of Nevelah Hoftah? If you touch Nevelah Hoftah, you become Tameh? No. Yeah. The only way you become Tameh from Nevelah Hoftah is if you ingest it. Because she says, Hamit Tameh Abibeta Bili'ah. Bili'ah, you gotta swallow it. She'im Achlav and Achlav Hayar. Hindush. If you ate the blood of Tahor, not only if you touch Nivlat Behema Temea, that's even touching, you become Tameh. Nivela, if you touch it, you become Tameh. If you touch Nivela, you became Tameh, that's Bet HaMikdash, that's the Pirush Nepasuk, Hayav Kurban Olevyorid. But the Pasuk Baz comes in, not only Behema Temea by Nigiah, but Nivlat of Tahor by Achila, you're going to be Hayav Kan if you go into Bet HaMikdash. Only problem is, Ha Amar Ba Mi'utahu. But you told me Ba is an exclusionary. Now you tell me it's coming to include. Mishum de Mi'utahu Iyatar. Basically, what I'm going to say, there's two Mi'uts in the Pasuk. Mi'ut, Ahar Mi'ut, the Rabbot. When you have two exclusionary terminology, what happens? Comes to say, two negatives become a positive. Two mi'ut. What's the second mi'ut? So Gemara says, "Ketiv." It says in the beginning of the pasuk, "O ki yiga debar nigi'a in the lav bar nigi'a lo uchtiv ba mi'utava mi'ut har mi'ut and mi'ut har mi'ut ela rabot." The beginning of the pasuk says what? If you touch something, smashma, touching, yeah, eating, no, that's exclusionary. End of the pasuk, ba. This item, but not something else. Two exclusionaries. Two exclusionaries to mi'ut, ahan mi'ut comes to the rabot. The what? Even the eating item. So now, at this point, we know what? We solved everything. Number one, if a guy goes to the Beit HaMikdash, Betuma, Meshogeg, that means he had a yidi'ah on Monday. He knew he got tameh. Tuesday, he forgot that he got tameh. He went to Beit HaMikdash. Wednesday, he realized, oh, I was tameh. Classic case. Brings a korban. And how do you know that from? Gizra Shavah from Parah Aduma. And Kodesh also. Same story. Monday, the guy became Tameh. Tuesday, he forgot to become Tameh. He ate Korban. And Wednesday, he realized, oh, I was Tameh. Korban, how do you know that from? Behemat Tameh, Behemat Tameh. That's the Drasha of Rabbi. Oh, not only that, any type of Tumah, by the way. Tumah, let's say, touched when the Pasuk clearly says it. He touched the Behemat Tameh, Nivlat Behemat Tameh. And he eats Kodesh, or he goes to the Beit HaMikdash. Or he touches Nivlat Hayat Teme'ah. Also has to go. Or the Hadush is, even if he doesn't touch, even if he eats Nivlat of Tahor, Nivlat of Tahor, Nivlat, it's Betameh Bebet HaBedi'ah, and therefore he's Tameh, and unless if he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, he's going to be Hayav Karet. So therefore he's Hayav Karet even on Achila, not only on the Nigi'ah. He didn't touch it, but somebody put it in his mouth, so he didn't touch it, but he ate it, and came Tameh that way. Good. We know everything. It's a chumrah, we're saying that.
By a bird, you got to eat it.
Yeah, because
touching
it is...
Right, touching doesn't do it. Touching doesn't do it. Touching will not make him tameh for the Beit HaMikdash.
With the bird.
With the bird.
It still does the action.
Right, the Hadush is, even though you didn't touch it...
Even
if he doesn't
take it. He's saying he eats the bird and then goes in the
bed. That's right.
He's not just eating the bird. He has to do the...
Right. Which means, while other items, touching it already makes him a suit cut in. Here, touching the bird is nothing. Touching the bird, he's not tameh. So Hadush is over here. You would have thought maybe only items that you become tameh through touching is hayab cut in. Kamashmalan, that even items that are tameh through eating. If you ate and became tameh, you're going to go to the... Karet situation. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Yesh ba yedi'ah. Mithila ve'im ba yedi'ah besof. Okay, let's review. Second case of Mishnah. Guy had a yedi'ah on Monday. Guy's tameh, beautiful. Tuesday, forgot about it, went to Beit HaMikdash. And he forgot about it. He didn't remember the whole year. And this guy's got an avon on his back. But he has no idea that he has avon on his back. So he can't bring an olive yored because he doesn't know that he made avon. So this guy now in the Shamayim is pending punishment. So the Mishnah said that the korban of of Yom Kippur, the Sa'ir, that they bring on Yom Kippur inside, the inner Korban, is Mechaper for this guy. Not Mechaper, I'm sorry. Staves off the punishment for this guy until he becomes Mechupar with his Olevi Yored. That means he made this in Elul. And Monday he knew he was Tameh. Tuesday in Elul, he forgot that he was Tameh. He walked into the Beit HaMikdash and he forgot. He has no idea. Now Kippur comes, he has no idea that he has this sin even in his roster. So I said, don't worry about it. We're not going to punish you yet. The Sa'ir that was brought on Kippur will handle you, but you're not done. It'll just handle you that you're not going to get punished, but you need a Qurban. All of a sudden, in Pesach time, the guy remembers, oh, you know what? I think I was Tameh when I was Tameh. Now he has the Yidiyah. Now he's got to bring the Oleh, the Yored. So in the interim, before he has the Yidiyah, the Kippur is going to, you know, put a pending, put him off the punishment list until he takes care of himself.
The Yidiyah
has
to be specific to that incident?
Yes.
So say at the end of the year, maybe.
No, maybe. He's got to have a Yidiyah, Birura. Sure, he can't bring a Korban on a Safek. Right. Okay, comes the Gemara says, Taru Rabbanan. Now, how do you know this, by the way? How do you know that the Korban on Yom Kippur that you bring Bifnim is Mechaper for these items? Simple question. וחיפר על הקודש מטומאות בני ישראל, אין רפזוס ומפשעיהם לכל חטאותם. יש לי בעניין זה להביא, from this פסוק over here, I would say that the כפרה וקורבן is שלוש טומאות. And it is three, as it says, the קורבן inside on Kippur is מחפר for טומאות. Now, don't tell me what I'm טומאה. If I was saying, I could say it's different, three different types of עבירות, that the Torah says you get טומאה if you committed these עבירות. What's the three? I would say tumat avodah zara, tumat gilui arayot, and tumat shefichut damim. The cardinal sins. Guy commits avodah zara, it says he becomes tameh. A guy murders, he becomes tameh. Guy does gilui arayot, he becomes tameh. So I would have thought maybe the kippur korban that says mechaper lechol tumotam is referring to these type of avonot that bring a tumah on the person. How do we know these three? Because these three, it says tumatam. I don't know, who told you it's talking about Tum'at Mikdash? Maybe it's talking about a guy that did one of these cardinal sins, that's Hayav Tum'ah. How do you know the cardinal sins bring him to Tum'ah? Because it says, Ba'avodah Zarah Omer Lema'an Tameh Et Mikdashi. Clearly, it says Ba'avodah Zarah that a person becomes Tameh. What's Mikdashi? Mikdashi is the item that is Kodesh. What is that that's Kodesh? The Jewish people. The Jewish people are called Kodesh. Lema'an Tameh Et Mikdashi. Avodah Zarah is metameh my kodesh. What is my kodesh? The Jewish people. Begilu arayot omer ushmartem et mishmarti lebilti asot mechukot ha'toevot velo tetameu bahem. Clearly, by gilu arayot it says don't become tameh by the arayot. B'shvichut damim omer velo tetameh et ha'ares. Yachol ha'shalosh tomot alalu yeh sa'ir mechaper. Will the Sa'ir of Kippur mechaper for these three items? Because it says the pasuk by Sa'ir, lechot tum'otam. Is maybe you're talking about these three items? Tamu doman metum'ot b'nei Yisrael. It says metum'ot, v'no kot tum'ot. So now I know, it's not mechaper on every tum'ah. Metum'ot is exclusionary. Meh, from the tum'ot, not all the tum'ot. So therefore now I have to know which ones it's going to be mechaper and which ones not. Without the word metumot, that was every time.
Everything.
But now you tell me metumot. Metumot is exclusionary. Oh, so Gemara says, "Ma matzinu shehilek haketuv mechlal kol tumot have omer tumat mekdash mekadashav af kan betumat mekdash mekadashav." So Gemara says like this, just like we found in another place, somewhere else. We don't know where yet. Another place in the Torah, where the Torah specified this type of Tum'ah, out of all the Tum'ot, Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav. So to over here I'll say, when the Torah mentions Tum'ah, it's referring to that specific type of Tum'ah that was mentioned somewhere else. I don't know where else is it. We have to look at the Gemara. But the point, I found somewhere else that was talking about general Tum'ah, and the rabbi said, no, that general Tum'ah is about Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav. So just like over there, general Tumah was referring to this specific case. We have also, when it says on Kippur, that Tumah is referring to this specific case. Rabbi Shimon Omer, you don't got to go from somewhere else. The Pasuk of Kippur is clear. What does it say about Kippur? Omer, V'chiper ala kodesh metumot, בטומאות של קודש. פסוק של בכיפור, וכיפר על הקודש מטומאות. We learned it that the korban that's brought in the kodesh will be mechaper for tumot. Rabbi Shimon learns it like this: mitumot shel kodesh. The juxtaposition between the kiper ala kodesh mitumot. It's saying what type of tumot? Tumot of kodesh, meaning eating kodesh mitumah or going to the mikdash when you are tameh. So from the pasuk, you don't gotta go from another pasuk somewhere else. I can learn from the pasuk of Kippur itself. Al Gemara says, "Yachol al kol tumash beshogeg." I'm sorry. Yachol al kol tumash bekodesh yisha'ir ze mekaper, which means maybe in a case we had a yidia betechila, maybe every korban yidia betechila yidia besof. How do you know that this pasuk is only talking about we had a yidia he'alem and that's it? Maybe this pasuk is saying mechiper on any type of tumat mikdash, even if you had a yidia, and then he had a he'elem, and then he had a yidia. Now we said till now yidia, he'elem, yidia is all over your head. Who said? Maybe the pasuk by Kippur is mechiper on tumat mikdash. Maybe he's referring to everyone. Maybe even his yidia himself. Again, yachon al kol tumat mikdash yesair mechiper tamud umipishehem lechol hatotam. The pasuk over here compares pishaim to hatayim, right? Umi pishayhem, that's a mezid, lechol hatatam, to all their hatayim, their mistakes. So Gemara says, dumia de pishaim, ma pishaim she'enam b'nei korban, af hatayim she'enam b'nei korban. Beautiful. Just like if a person doesn't be mezid, there's no korban by mezid, so to the hatayim that we're talking about over here are hatayim that are not Korban atonable by a Korban. Meaning, if you had a Yidia b'tchila v'yidia b'sof, there's a Korban in that case. That's not like a Pesha. So it says, Nechot Pesha'im Nechot Atotam. The Hatat doesn't mean like a Pesha. Ma Pesha, there's no Korban. So to the Hatat, what to whatever, there's no Korban. If there was a Yidia b'tchila v'yidia b'sof, there is a Korban. And there was, we talked about a case where there was a Yidia b'tchila v'lo Yidia b'sof. In Korban, in the Yidia, hagin me a Korban. Ah, that Kippur covers you for that either. From the comparison to Peshaim to Hatayim. Uminayin liyish ba Yidia b'tchila v'en ba Yidia b'sof, shisa'ir ze tole. Now, what's the question over here? Correct. How do you know you have to have yidia at all? Maybe it's talking about a case. You have not, no, the guy went in, he got tamei on Monday. He didn't know. He went into the Beit HaMikdash on Tuesday. He didn't know. And he never knew. Maybe even the no knowledge bechlal Kippur is mechaper. Who told you that Kippur is only mechaper on yidia basof? I mean, betchila. Uminayin leyesh by yidia betchila and by yidia basof shesayin zetole tamud oma lechol hatotam. Hayave hataot b'mashma. Good. It's got to be a type of item that is subject eventually to a korban hatat. Without a yidia b'tchila, you'll never come to a hatat, even if you have yidia l'basuf. The only time you bring a korban hatat is a yidia b'tchila, and then later on you had a yidia l'basuf. So from the fact that the pasuk says by Kippur, lechol hatotam, let's go again. What does lechol hatotam teach me? It's got to be a type of sin where eventually you can come to a korban. The only type of sin that eventually you can come to a korban is if you have yidia b'tchila, he'alem. Now I don't care if you start with he'alem, no problem. Kippur will cover you. But eventually if you have yidia in the end, now you bring a korban olev yored. But if you did not have yidia b'tchila, and so you have a, and then at the end you realize there's no korban hatat even, because we learned already in the pasuk you need yidia b'tchila v'yidia b'sof v'hedem be'emsa. So therefore, from the fact that it says the chol hatotam, that teaches me only a type of avon or a type of sin that eventually can be subject to a korban hatat. That not only work with yidia, but also from the pasuk we proved that. We proved what type of tumah we're talking about. We proved also that it's dafka a case where you have a no yidiyah in the end, and it's davka the case where davka you have yidiyah in the beginning. So everything is true from this pasuk.